Hi, and welcome to LA FBI's podcast series. My name is Allison Mead. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Israela Margalit. Israela is an award-winning playwright and television writer, concert pianist, and recording artist. Her plays include Night Blooming Jasmine, 3 o'clock in Brooklyn, and First Prize, which is set to premiere at the Arclight Theater in New York. Her television specials, including a series with Sir Peter Ustinov, have been shown in more than 30 countries, and she has received the Gold Medal of the New York Film and TV Festival, 2 NEA Media Awards, and an Emmy nomination. Israela has recorded extensively and appeared with 50 of the world's greatest orchestras. Her other directing credits include Divorce the Musical, the critically acclaimed LA premiere of Psycho Beach Party by Charles Bush, and others. Welcome, Israela.
Hello, Allison. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Your new play, Trio, is really what we're together today to talk about, and it's about a love triangle among three musicians. So I wanted to start out by asking you about the nature of love as you saw it and how you saw its role in this play.
You know, I have one line in the play that says, love is a strange thing. It alters people, not always for the better. The role of love in this particular triangle is, here are three musical giants, great personalities, very eclectic people, extremely phenomenally talented, who all three love and admire each other in various shapes or forms, and all of them nearly destroy each other because of their artistic egotism. That's basically the theme of the play. It's a clash between the private passions and the passions of the artist.
That kind of brings me really naturally to my second question, which was, your background as a pianist also must have colored your writing of this story. So I wondered how your playing and understanding music helped you with writing.
Well, there's a similarity between writing and playwriting in the sense that you have a feeling for timing. And music is timing, plays such a big role, timing and color. Mm. And sense of natural sense of structure and the discipline of structure. It's one of the things that you do as a musician, is always eliminate the axis and know how to build a climax. So I think from that point of view, it was helpful. But playwriting is very different than piano playing, I can assure you. First of all, you create something from nothing, whereas when I play the piano, I have the tremendous privilege of performing masterpieces written by other people. And playwriting is incredibly difficult and fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. I can't have enough of it.
Yeah. How did Trio come about originally? Did you develop it with readings?
It started with a series of concerts I gave in Germany and in London and New York, in which I talked with the audience about the composers. And I played and I had guests playing, and the series was very popular with the audience, and I did lots of research for it. So I had one program about Schumann and one about Brahms. This was the first leg of it. As a result of the success of that series, German TV, ZDF, commissioned for me a special one-hour program, television program, kind of a dramatized television program about Clara Schumann.
Oh.
So that required a tremendous amount of work, since Clara Schumann is a huge personality in German tradition and German history. It was a great honor, and I felt that I should give it everything. So I made a huge research, and then I forgot the research and wrote the television play, but it was just not enough. It left me hungry to really explore this extraordinary triangle and to explore the whole nature of the soul of the artist and the passion of the artist and this incredible conflict between the private life and the public life. So I wrote Trio. It took quite a while to write, and then it premiered, world premiered, surprisingly enough, not in the English language, the way I wrote it, but in the Russian language, in Moscow, it played in Moscow and throughout Russia and the Ukraine for over 5 years.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, how did you end up choosing the Lounge Theater in Los Angeles to work with?
Well, you know, I've been residing in Los Angeles for the last couple of years because my husband has been working in town.
Oh, okay.
And somebody introduced me to Raquel Lerman, and she fell in love with Trio. And then one thing led to another. I met with Rick Sparks. He loved the play. I got very lucky. They're wonderful people to work with.
What did they bring to the table that you thought was especially valuable for this particular play and this particular production?
Well, Raquel brought to it a total love for the play. Mm-hmm. This meant a lot to me. I like to work with a producer who loves my work. And Rick Sparks, the first time we met, he prepared all kind of notes about the play, and he read one sentence. He said, "That's what the play is about." I said, "This is my guy." Totally on the same wavelength. Yeah, we've been so much on the same wavelength, and he's doing a wonderful job on it, I must say. And we have a terrific cast, so I'm very excited about it.
I very much look forward to seeing it. And the last
Thank
question
you.
I have for you is what's next for you? Are you working on something else musically or another play?
Well, immediately after this, I'm going to New York for the world premiere of my new play, First Prize, in New York at the Arclight Theater. And, I always work on new things. Right now, of course, I'm very busy with my productions, but on principle, I'm working now in a musical, which has nothing to do with classical music. And I'm working on a new play, kind of a psychological thriller that I'm very involved in, but right now I had to put it aside because sometimes you can't do two things at the same time when you're so concentrated on a production. And, of course, I did lots of rewrites and cutting and everything that a playwright needs to do to respond to the actors on stage. And so I'll get back to it in the summer when I finish with my two productions.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely look forward to all of that, and especially the musical that's not about classical music, because even though classical music is fantastic, it will be interesting to see for you coming from that background where you take that. So,
my first two plays were not about classical music. Night Bloom and Jasmine was about the conflict between Jewish Israelis and Israeli Arabs who are neighbors in Israel. So that's a completely different subject. My second play was about relationship in the contemporary world. Mm-hmm. So then came Trio. This was my first big play about subject that is close to classical music. But it is about classical music, but it's not. It's a contemporary story about a conflict between people that is eternal.
Absolutely.
And it's set in the 19th century. So that's the way I view it. And my play First Prize also deals with a much more contemporary situation of a young artist trying to make it in the world of today. And it's quite funny. So it's very, very different.
Excellent.
I mean, Trio is not heavy. There's lots of humor in it. But it's fair to describe it as drama. It's definitely a drama.
Yeah, it seems that way to me, too. So on that note, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. I hope you'll come to see the play.
I will. The U.S. premiere of Trio is produced by Theater Planners and takes place at the Lounge 2 Theater in Hollywood. Rick Sparks directs, and the play features Peter Colburn, Bjorn Johnson, and Megan Maureen McDonough. It runs from March 12th through April 10th. And for more information about tickets, please call 323-960-4412. Or go to www.plays411.com/trio. More information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, visit lafpi.com.